But now we have about a half dozen posts, and I think everybody's done this before, so Ross Barker and Rick Blair, please.
We just had one.
It's late in the day.
We only had one come up.
Rick Blair? Oh, okay. Thank you. Ross?
Barkhurst from South Bend, Washington. I mentioned the concerns about the forage fish in Willapa Bay last time, and I wanted to thank the commission for putting them on the agenda this time. That was great. The bad news is I didn't see any enlightenment about the outer coast of Willapa Bay in there, except where I looked on Mr. Lowry's chart, and it said knowledge on herring, good and sound, poor on the coast. My concern was that we had two mapped herring spawning beds in Willapa Bay that are subject to removal of eelgrass and that haven't been surveyed for spawning mass in 10 years. I didn't hear that addressed. Now, I did get an email from Mr. Lowry saying that he was planning on starting to do those surveys in Willapa Bay again. I would have felt better if I heard that in front of you all. It smelled a little more like a commitment other than on my email. It's a concern. A lady talked about loggers with binoculars. You can think of me as a timber owner with binoculars. We have about $250,000 worth of old growth timber on Willapa Bay that can never be cut. There's good reasons for that. I can stand there with my binoculars and I can see portions of one herring spawning bed and the whole other spawning bed, and I can take my magnifying glass and I can read the legal notices and see people giving permits to remove eelgrass from those herring spawning beds that we don't survey. This is unacceptable. What on earth am I preserving that timber for? And my children will be more interested in that than I am. The lady said we should be taxed for some of these things, and I won't go you through the details that I went through with Swifty, my accountant, but a couple years ago, we harvested $168,000 worth of timber off of back from that 200-foot setback. Logger got 40-some percent. On the rest, 20% timber tax. On the rest, President Obama says, congratulations, you're rich for 1 year. And then you get to help pay for Obamacare. So out of $168,000 in the bank went about $38,000. Like I used to tell United Way, I gave it the office. And that I think I'm paying enough. I'd be willing to pay more if I could see where it was going with my binoculars. That's my concern. It's disappearing. And I will say I had a personal encounter with sand lance this time. I started bottom fishing and had live sand lance in my hand. They were being coughed up by the rockfish that we caught. They were so thick off the south jetty, you couldn't see the bottom with the fathometer. It would sure be nice to know where they come from. We have a sand and gravel beach. I now see maybe they're on our beach. Maybe I'm stepping on their eggs and don't know it. So that was very educational. Hoping for a little more commitment about the outer coast herring spawning mass. Thank you.
Thank you, Ross.
Yes.
Mr. Barkers, I appreciate your interest in this issue, and I'm serious as a post when I said to be determined. I think it's irresponsible if we don't do that, so I think the staff's on board with that, and the commission is. I know the director wants to know more about it, so we're going to do our best to try and dig into that.
Andy Blair and Roger Button, please.
Button,
B-O-T-N-E-N. B-O-T-N-E-N, Button.
Yeah.
Hi, my name's Andy Blair. I'm a commercial fisherman. Been born and raised here in Gig Harbor, Washington. I fish for herring commercially for probably 20 years, but I fish for a lot of other fisheries in the States and in Alaska. And I got a call from the guys that are doing the survey, and they were concerned about our... I'll just come to the point here why I'm here. That they have... They were having trouble finding small fish this fall in the South Sound. And that's where I fish. So we communicate with these guys, and they're doing a great job. But I think, personally, we saw a lot of small fish this fall, as usual, about the same timing. There's been some changes. They've changed different beaches to spawn on. There's a lot of sea life that might be chasing them in different areas to spawn, you know, sea lions and seals. But as far as shortage of fish, there's an awful abundance of fish in South Sound. So I just wanted to tell you that we're here to help these guys with their surveys and work with them. And if we got some ideas that can help them, we're more than happy to do that.
Appreciate that. Thank you, Blair. Yeah. Thank you. Michael Cornman, please. And Roger.
Good afternoon. My name is Roger Botten, and I and my wife own and operate Jerry's Bait, which is a herring processing plant, and I also fish to supply fish for that processing plant. I've fished herring since 1967. I'm 1 year short of a half a century on the water, and I haven't missed a single season since I started, and I've seen a lot of herring abundance of each year's stock as far as when the minnows first show up. And this year I fished Central Sound mostly, Admiralty Inlet in that area, which I saw more minnows this fall than I've ever seen anywhere before. And I fished clear from Bud Inlet right out here clear to the San Juans when it used to be open years ago. And I just like to say that this stock in Central Sound seems to be really healthy. Like I say, I've never seen more minnows than I have saw this year. And one other thing I had on my platter here was about 12 years ago, Hood Canal was shut down to us south of the Hood Canal Bridge for commercial herring fishing. And I'd like to revisit that to see if we couldn't open that back up with the abundance of herring there. I'm fishing the same stock when they come out of the canal, so I wouldn't be fishing on any fish that I wouldn't normally be fishing on. The only advantage is that in the springtime when I first start fishing, we have west winds blowing out of the straits that plague me, and I'm trying to fish in like 4 foot swells where if I could just go down around the corner in the bridge there, I'd be fishing like in a mill pond, and I'd have a better outcome with my fishery. So I don't know if that's something that we can address at some point, but I really, as far as the oxygen levels and things in the lower Hood Canal, I guess there's still a problem, but where I'm talking about fishing is good tidal flow, good, you know, there's no issue with the oxygen depredation levels and things like that. So anyway, that's all I had. I just would also like to put it out there to the fisheries department, if they ever want to ride along and check out these minnows when they show up, I'd be more than happy to oblige free of charge. So anyway, thank you very much.
Good comments, Roger.
And Andy Mitby and Michael.
Hi, Michael Corbin, Westport Seafood, Grace Harbor Bait, and also representing today the Westport Charter Boat Association. I just wanted to thank the gentleman behind us for the hard work that they do and the science behind the forage fishery. It's very important, as they mentioned, forage fish are critical to the food chain, up and down the food chain. So very, very critical for our operations. We purchase herring from the Blairs. They fished for us for many years, and we distribute herring into fishing cities from Alaska to San Francisco. So it's very important for the salmon fishery. The past few years, we've seen a decline in salmon effort due to weather, due to, regulation and different regulations, importantly, to protect salmon, we understand. Because there's a decline in effort or a decline in sales of herring doesn't necessarily mean that the herring stock is threatened in any way. So I just wanted to make that correlation that if there's no targeted fisheries for bait, there's no need to sell bait. Okay. We also operate anchovy fishery in Grace Harbor, and the abundance of anchovies the last few years has been really in our history since 1985, never been so abundant. Near shore anchovies, as I mentioned, we fish right outside the Westport Marina for all the anchovies that we need for our business, and they're up and down the coast. So the anchovy stocks seem to be doing really well. They're managed well by the state of Washington. I appreciate the very conservative approach that the fisheries managers have for anchovies in Washington state as opposed to other states, and I want to thank them for that. But I just wanted to make the correlation between the sport fishing industry and the availability of bait and how critical it is to those tourism towns on the coast, that without forage fish, we wouldn't be able to target these other fishes. So thanks for listening, and thanks for all your hard work, guys.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for the comments, and I know Mr. Mitby is here on another issue, but I wanted to touch on the public comment on the forage fish and the herring, and appreciate Mr. Blair coming, and also I'd like to kind of Dr. Lowry did not mention, but the vessel that he is using on these midwater trawl surveys is a Puget Sound based seine vessel, the Jacina, and I say this, I know we often get and the commission and these allocation battles over sport, commercial. These guys are commercial fishermen and are an important part to the overall picture. And I think we as a commission need to remember that instead of folks trying to bash the commercial industry on a number of issues. These people here that come today, take their time, make a living off this, are concerned about the resource, are partners in providing information to the department and vessels and their time and effort. And I think that needs to be recognized, and I think it needs to be acknowledged.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
And thank you, Michael and Andy.
It has been my experience as a commercial fisherman that seasons are based upon the surplus fish after escapement levels. The policy was put in for allocation, and some of you want to believe it's there for conservation. The conservation point has been around since we've been managing fish. We manage the fish to fish only on the surplus fish. So that puts us at the policy. We are now only managing on allocation. Okay? Vice Chair Carpenter has emphatically said several times, I am not here to put you out of business. If we continue to cut the commercial allocation, you are putting this out of business. If we remain on the same track with the current policy that you're going to review, you are going to put the commercial fishermen out of business. You have a mandate to keep the commercial fishery a viable fishery. Okay, on the teleconference the other day, there was a couple questions. I don't know who asked them, but I do have a couple answers. One of them was because the alternative gears had failed miserably. The ones they've studied, they failed. Okay. Can the gillnet be used as a selective fishery? Yes, it can. We're doing it right now. It's used in the August fishery. We use a large mesh, and the steelhead go right on through. So you can use the gillnet as a selective gear. And I think this...
Now, wait, hold on a minute. You now switched from Willapaw to...
No, I'm
Columbia River
tomorrow, right?
I'm sorry?
You're doing the Columbia River review?
He's talking about Columbia River.
Well, I know. You started off with Willapaw. I just want to make clear.
No.
Okay. That's what it said on your sheet here.
No, it just says Fish and Wildlife Policy.
I apologize. I misread it.
I'm sure we'll be back for the Willapaw.
Okay.
Won't sound much different, probably. Rand, I'm not going to speak for you, but I think on the teleconference you spoke about economics. And, you know, I don't think it's fair to say you should make $1 million. But if you don't have an opportunity to make any money, which is where this policy is headed for the commercial fishermen, we're not going to make any money. You can't guarantee it. As a fisherman, I am not guaranteed I'm going to make some money tomorrow. But if I have the opportunity, I might. So without the opportunity, as this policy has taken the path of the commercial fishermen, we're not going to exist. So anybody voting or going to continue down the path of the current policy or anything remotely close to what you've done, you're voting to get rid of commercial fishermen. Flat out. That's
Thank you. Any questions? Hearing none, that brings us to a conclusion of the Fish and Wildlife Commission meeting for Friday, the